I'm Rupert Evershed, reading my monthly Nature Notes article for the Hearts Advertiser, and it's titled Let's Go Spy a Kite. If there's a bird that I get asked about the most when out walking, it is the red kite. Comments invariably come with a sense of awe and wonder, if not a little apprehension, for after all, this big bird of prey does have a wingspan of over 5 feet. It also has a habit of circling lower and lower overhead, even below the tree line, in its scavenging hunt for tasty morsels. Such has been the recent spread of the red kite population that the sight of a kite circling low has become perhaps the most dramatic encounter with nature that you are likely to have without even having to venture from your everyday routine. While the sight of a soaring kite against an azure blue sky is certainly awe-inspiring, I find that part of the wonder it engenders is due to their remarkable reappearance over the last 20 years. If you had suggested to me in the 1980s that red kites would one day be soaring over my garden, putting fear into the hearts of my ducks and chickens, I would not have believed you, for they were a rarity and completely absent from Hertfordshire as a breeding bird. I shall never forget my first sighting of a red kite whilst working on a nature reserve in Dorset, as part of my school work experience. The sun had just risen and we were making our way down to work in the heathland when someone in the group shouted, "Kite!" And there it was, flying slowly and majestically up from the sea and over the heathland, the first rays of sunlight catching the beautiful reds and browns of its plumage and etching it indelibly on my mind for evermore. Everyone at the time was thrilled, not just with its rarity but with the magic of that moment, as this large raptor had chosen to grace us with its presence. At that time, in the 1980s, the red kite was indeed very rare, and one of only three globally threatened species in the UK. However, this had not always been the case, and in previous centuries was one of the UK's most widespread and abundant birds of prey. Shakespeare described London as a city of kites and crows, referring to the then familiar spectacle of wheeling flocks of kites scavenging the rubbish tips of medieval times. Their willingness to scavenge in close proximity to humans, a great source of thrown-out food, gave them a reputation in folklore, not just as wily opportunists, but also as thieves of drying frilly garments for nest material. As Shakespeare advised, when a kite builds, look to lesser linen. Sadly, it was the familiarity of the red kite that made it an easy target. First being wrongly treated as vermin and hunted, and then as numbers finally dwindled, as a sought-after rarity by egg collectors and bounty hunters. So comprehensive was the persecution that by the end of the 1870s, the red kite was extinct in England and Scotland. In the early decades of the 20th century, only a handful of breeding pairs remained in remote parts of Wales. However, in 1903, the first kite committee was set up by concerned individuals in an effort to protect the few remaining nest sites. The RSPB joined in the effort in 1905, marking the beginnings of the longest continuous conservation project in the world. During the 1980s, the idea of actually reintroducing red kites back into England and Scotland was discussed and approved by the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The reintroduction programme began in 1989, with birds from Sweden being released at a site in North Scotland, and some into Buckinghamshire. The reintroductions met with almost immediate success, with the kites successfully raising young. The rest, as they say, is history. The initial successes prompted further reintroductions to encourage populations to join up across the UK, and that is just what the kites have been doing. Recent surveys show that there are now likely to be in excess of 50 pairs of red kites breeding in Hertfordshire, with some winter roosts in the county containing in excess of 100 birds. So next time you look up and see a circling kite with its diagnostic forked tail, know that you are looking at one of conservation's biggest success stories, and an ongoing one at that. The red kite's history tells us enough to know that its future is only as secure as we humans choose to make it.